January 7th, St. John the Baptist. Because John's main role in his life was played out on the day of the Epiphany, Theophany, the Church from earliest times dedicated the day following Epiphany to his memory. To this feast is also linked the incident with the hand of the forerunner. The evangelist Luke desired to remove the body of John from Sebaste, where the great prophet was beheaded by Herod, to Antioch, his place of birth. He succeeded, though, in acquiring and translating only one hand, which was preserved in Antioch until the 10th century, after which it was transferred to Constantinople, from where it disappeared during the time of the Turks. Feasts of St. John are celebrated several times throughout the year, but this day, January 7th, has the most Svetkara, that is, those Orthodox Serbs who honor St. John the Baptist as their Krsnoslava, patron saint. The Krsnoslava is the day that the Orthodox Serbs commemorate the baptism of their ancestors into Christianity. Among the gospel personalities who surround the Savior, John the Baptist occupies a totally unique place by the manner of his entry into the world, as well as by the manner of his life in this world, by his role in baptizing people for repentance and for his baptizing the Messiah, and, finally, by his tragic departure from this life. He was of such moral purity that, in truth, he could be called an angel, messenger, as Holy Scripture calls him, rather than a mortal man. St. John differs from all other prophets, especially in that he had that privilege of being able, with his hand, to show the world him about whom he prophesied. It is said that every year on the feast of the saint, the bishop brought the hand of St. John before the people. Sometimes the hand appeared open, and other times the hand appeared clenched. In the first case, it signified a fruitful and bountiful year, and in the second case, it meant a year of unfruitfulness and famine. The holy martyr Athanasius. This martyr of Christ was a simple and poor man, but rich in faith and wise through the Spirit of God. Once, unintentionally, Athanasius entered into a debate about the faith with a certain Turk. The Turk was educated and adroit with words, but Athanasius endeavored with all his strength to emphasize and to establish the truth of and preference for the Christian faith over Islam. After that, they departed. The next day, Athanasius was summoned before the judge. This Turk stood there as his accuser. When the judge called upon Athanasius to deny the faith of Christ, as he allegedly made known to his companions a day earlier, and to embrace Islam, Athanasius cried out, "I would rather die a thousand deaths before I would renounce the faith of Christ." For that he was condemned to death and beheaded in the year 1700 AD in Smyrna. His body was buried in the church of St. Paraskevi in the same city. Hymn of Praise, St. John the Forerunner and Baptist.
30 years of fasting in silence, this not even the mountain beast can endure. The lion alleviates his hunger with the music of roaring, and the tree rustles when the wind approaches, and you do not rustle, neither roar nor moan, neither your lament nor your song through the wilderness echoed. Tell me, are you a man? What is your name? Will you ever want to speak with someone? Voice, 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 I am the voice, but the word of God he is. To the children of Israel I was sent to cry out, repent, O people, behold, he comes. Bring forth good fruit, each according to your strength. Behold, behold, he comes, O wonder of wonders, in the midst of the water, from heaven a hidden fire. Behold, the Lamb of God among the wolves walks. Wolves, your lupine temper in the water cleanse. 30 years of silence and fasting, of your body what remains except your voice? Your withered body is but a shadow of your voice, which proclaims the news, behold, God comes to us. Your withered body a reed that Herod broke, but the voice continues, continues, no one to silence it. Whose voice is that from whom even the centuries tremble? A hungry lion, no, a man of faith.
Reflection. St. Basil the Great said, man is not something visible. Just as a house resembles a house, so the outward man resembles the outward appearance of a man. To the house is given honor according to the one who dwells in the house, so it is to man according to the spirit that dwells in him. In the physical sense, it is obvious that the house is not the master, but just a house in which the master dwells. But in the spiritual sense, it is obvious that the body is not the man, but only the house in which the man dwells. Contemplation. To contemplate the departure of the Lord to the Mount of Temptation. How after his baptism, he immediately directs himself to fasting and to prayer. How to a baptized man, the devil creates intrigue, especially during the time of fasting and of prayer. How he, meek as a lamb, yet decisively as the master, rejects all the temptations of the devil. Homily. About submission to the will of God. Your will be done on earth as in heaven. St. Matthew chapter 6, verse 10. Blessed be John the Baptist, for he fulfilled the good news before the arrival of the good news. Going into the wilderness, he gave himself up completely to the will of God, both body and soul. The will of God was carried out in his body on earth, as well as in the heaven of his soul. Neither hunger nor wild beasts did harm his body throughout the many years that he spent in the wilderness. Neither was his soul harmed by despair because of loneliness, nor pride because of heavenly visions. He did not seek from man either bread or knowledge. God granted him everything that was necessary for him because he gave himself up completely to the will of God. Neither did he direct his footsteps in the wilderness, nor away from the wilderness. An invisible rudder from on high steered his life. For when it was necessary for him to depart the wilderness and go out to meet the Lord, it is said, the word of God came to John, St. Luke chapter 3, verse 2. As an innocent youth, in this manner John spoke simply about his communication with the powers of heaven. And I do not know him, Christ, but the one who sent me to baptize with water told me, on whomever you see the Spirit come down and remain, he is the one who will baptize with the Holy Spirit. Now I have seen and testified that he is the Son of God. St. John chapter 1, verses 33 through 34. How tenderly and simply he speaks about heavenly things. How he is as awesome as a lion when he speaks out against the injustice of men. Against Herod and Herodias, the lamb and the lion dwell in him together. Heaven is as close to him as a mother is to her child. The will of God is as accessible and clear to him as the angels in heaven. O Lord, most wise, direct the lives of us sinners in the wilderness of this life according to your will, as you directed the life of St. John the Baptist. To you be glory and thanks always. Amen.